Welcome. I'm Lisa Davis. I want to welcome everyone to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on 91.5 FM, WUML Lowell. Over the past 2 weeks, I've had the honor of having Suzanne Summers, actress and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Knockout, interviews with doctors who are curing cancer and how to prevent getting it in the first place. Well, joining us today to discuss her amazing book and his incredible work in cancer research is Nicholas Saladakis, president of BioPathways Research, Inc., Cancer Research. Nicholas, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I'm very, very pleased that Nicholas is actually in studio with us, as David mentioned. And David might also be joining in the conversation this morning, which would be wonderful. Now, Nicholas, can you tell us, do you have a personal connection with cancer that got you interested?
Yes, I do. I lost a loved one from cancer many years ago, 1979. And I worked 4 years running around with my fiancée. She had cancer, and she finally passed away 4 years later. But I learned a lot about cancer, and that's how I got into cancer research.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm so sorry about your fiancé.
Yeah.
Now, so she passed away, and then was it pretty soon after that that you decided to start researching what causes it, what's going on, why the treatments don't seem to be very effective?
I started research as soon as she passed away, and I was doing research with another biochemist, Dr. Laszlo Egyed, and I presented my hypothesis to him and other doctors at Dana-Farber, and they agreed to do tests for my hypothesis at one university. Thus, I presented the idea that cancer is an enzyme deficiency, and they picked up on it, and I ordered the enzymes with Dr. Egyed. We started testing on hundreds of mice, and on the first round of tests, I had a good inhibition just using one enzyme in controlling cancer. And the test went on for some months, and I started a patent on it, and I was awarded a patent about a year later. And it's the first proenzyme patent to control cancer.
Oh,
Nicholas,
wow. Now, can you... Oh.
Excuse me. I was going to say, for the benefit of our listeners, why don't you elaborate for us a little bit on the effect of enzymes in the body, their function in the body.
Oh,
this
yes.
also ties into pages 88 and 89 of Suzanne Summers' book about the enzymatic control of bodily functions.
Yes, well, in that book, Knockout, by Suzanne Summers, on page 88 and 89, they talk about Dr. John Beard. And Dr. John Beard was the first to realize that cancer was an enzyme deficiency. And he was correct in his hypothesis, but I researched his work, and many other people have also, but nobody really was able to control cancer using the enzymes that Dr. Beard had. But I found out in my research that he was using the enzymes in the wrong form. He was using them in the active form. I found that the enzymes, to use them intravenously, you have to have them in the proenzyme form, meaning that they would have to have a delivery system and that there was more than two enzymes. There was a whole group of them. He missed out on many of them, but his hypothesis was correct, that cancer is an enzyme deficiency.
It seems that many people in cancer research do recognize the importance of Beard's contribution to the control of cancer. And so what you're telling us is that his research just stopped short. He didn't get to go and carry it out further.
No, he didn't have the technologies in those days. But I had to prove that those proenzymes, the active enzymes, could not be in the circulatory system. They would be inhibited by 10% of the inhibitors in our circulatory system called alpha-1 antitrypsin and alpha-2 macroglobulin. These are the inhibitors to the active state of the enzymes. The enzymes would have to be in the proenzyme form. I found that I hypothesized first that they would have to be in the proenzyme form. I did much work on it, and then I found Dr. Giocas.
And what
he has work. He has a great deal of work on these proenzymes in the circulatory system.
I'm
sorry.
What institution is Dr. Giocas associated with or affiliated with?
Oh, he's connected to many of them in California. I can't think right now. I got a mental block.
I'm sorry.
But he's well known. Mm-hmm. And I said, if the proenzymes are present in the circulatory system, thus then the replacement would prevent cancer or control cancer. Thus, his work shows that these enzymes are present in the circulatory system, but Dr. Giokas and the others in that area of research, they never found out their function, but I proved their function out.
And
the function of these proenzymes? The function of these proenzymes are to complete and incomplete apoptosis, a programmed cell death where most cancers develop. They also, on intertumor injections, they control cancer. Thus, the first thing, what allows cancer to develop is the inhibition of these proenzymes in the circulatory system. All these carcinogens we're affected with, they inhibit enzymes first. They don't do DNA damage first. Everybody's looking at the DNA of the cell being inhibited and allowing cancer to develop first. The controls for cancer are enzymes, and the first things that these carcinogens inhibit are enzymes, always. Enzymes are very sensitive to carcinogenic insult. And these enzymes are put on irreversible inhibition, especially by bug sprays that we consume one way or the other.
Oh, you mean like for not getting bit by mosquitoes, you mean? Or is that the type of bug spray you're talking about?
No, bug sprays like in your kitchen cabinet.
Oh, those
under
types.
The sink, sure.
Oh, okay. So there's lots of the toxins and things
very,
that lead
very
to this.
Toxic,
so
very.
Who are you? Are you working with somebody now to try to get this out into the public more to create awareness? Obviously, you're here, but are there other researchers that you've teamed up with?
It's very hard to team up with anybody because I have a new approach to the understanding of cancer, and they're all in targeting and using, and they're still using chemotherapy big.
Yeah.
And chemotherapy isn't the way to go in controlling cancer.
So, Nicholas, what you're saying from your experience confirms what Suzanne Summers was saying in her book in many places, that really the pharmaceutical industry has such a head of steam with money and power and also the research that's going into, that that's where all the driving forces are. So when someone comes along with what seems like a radical approach but actually has a foundation in prior history in the research of cancer, you're not getting an audience. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not getting an audience, no.
Who have you tried to reach? Have you tried to reach out to any of the doctors in Suzanne's book? I mean, you mentioned Dr. Beard, but she talks about a Dr. Gonzalez, Dr. Budrinsky, Dr. Blaylock. Is there anyone?
Dr. Kelly is in that book also,
okay.
And it's a great book. Anybody that has cancer should get that book.
Yeah, it is great.
Because there's some very good information in that book. But the complete controls for cancer are not in that book. And cancer will be controlled enzymatically in the future, one way or the other. That's the only way to go. All cells are controlled enzymatically. Cancer is no different. It's a cell. The only way you can control cancer is with the proper enzymes.
Now, where do these enzymes come from?
From the pancreas.
Okay. And if we have these enzymes in our body that would normally go out and attack cancer, why don't they work?
Why don't they work?
Correct, yes.
They would work if you put them back in intravenously.
Well, now you talked about carcinogenic insult, which means some pollutant or something that we get from the air or the environment disables the function of some of these enzymes to go in and do their proper work in unmasking cancer and destroying it as it should.
Yes, well, carcinogens are the culprit in inhibiting the enzymes mm-hmm. that would have prevented cancer in the same place. Cancer is no different than diabetes. Diabetes, you replace insulin. Cancer, you have to replace the proper enzymes in the circulatory system.
And how do you do that? Is that
intravenously?
I mean, how are they created?
Where do we get them from?
Yeah, that's what
the laboratory.
Are they man-made? Are they?
Right.
I mean, what?
We get them from Sigma Aldrich Laboratories and Worthington Laboratories.
Well, I guess what we're asking, Nicholas, is are these enzymes naturally occurring in the body? Or are they only formulated in
They are naturally in our circulatory system. They're produced by the pancreas and excreted to the circulatory system through the to the spleen, and then through the splenic vein to the circulatory system. It's a grouping of proteolytic enzymes in the proenzyme form or zymogen form, an inactive form. They activate against cancer in a function of hydrolyzation.
Now, what is hydrolyzation, please?
Hydrolyzation of digestion at 150 to 250 times their own weight. They're very catalytic.
That's wonderful. Still haven't told me what hydrolyzation is.
Hydrolyzation is a digestion.
Okay.
Just like the digestion in your stomach. The enzymes digest food. These enzymes digest cancer.
When you say they digest cancer, this is part of the phagocytic function of cells where they eliminate the old worn-out cells either by eating them or by...
That's another form of... phagocytic is another form of breaking down enzymatically.
Okay.
These enzymes activate against cancer from their proenzyme state to an active state, and they function in an autocatalytic enzymatic action of hydrolyzation upon internal peptide bonds, what they're hydrolyzing, at 150 to 250,000 times their own weight. That's how much they can break down. They're very, very catalytic. So a small amount of these enzymes can go a long way.
So how would you break this down to, like, you know, myself and David, the listening audience, who are lay people who don't know a lot of these terms? I mean, what's the most simple way to say what your hypothesis is? Again, just to reiterate.
Cancer's an enzyme deficiency, and cancer genes genes that have a normal function in the life cycle. We don't carry the cancer genes as the seeds of our own destruction. They have a normal function in the life cycle, and their main function is doing embryogenesis.
And what
they serve one of the three entities in gestation, in actuality. Not that of the placenta or fetus, but that of the tropoblast cells. Tropoblast cells and cancer cells are in actuality one and the same, except during gestation. These genes that produce the tropoblast cell, which is very similar to cancer, are under enzymatic control. It's these enzymes I've isolated and I'm replacing back into the circulatory system or intertumorally to destroy cancer cells.
So we all have cancer cells in us, is what you're saying.
We all have cancer cells in us.
And it's the toxins that cause them to...
But we all have tropoblast cells, the genes for the tropoblast cells also. And the first known cancer, the man, is Corian carcinoma produced during gestation. That's pregnancy cancer produced by the tropoblast cells, and that's the most malignant cancer known to man, next to testicular cancer.
Now, if we
males.
Understand the function of tropoblast cells in the gestation period, isn't their function to pierce the uterine wall so that the fetus becomes attached to
it? Well, when the tropoblast cells' function is to anchor down the blastocyte. When the sperm impregnates the egg becomes a blastocyte, and the tropoblast cells develop quickly to anchor down the blastocyte to the uterine wall to produce the placenta and fetus.
May I ask a question? What prevents the continuation of this function of the tropoblast cell in piercing the uterus? What inhibits it? What stops it? Keeps it from going once it's made the attachment?
A grouping of enzymes produced very early during gestation by the mother and the fetus.
Are these the same kinds of enzymes?
These are the same enzymes that are in our circulatory system that are inhibited that allows cancer to develop, showing that cancer is an enzyme deficiency.
I guess what I'm driving at, if the enzymes to control cancer are within the body, is it the same enzymes that eventually disable the tropoblast cell when it's finished its function, which is to attach the fetus to the wall of the uterus so that it no longer continues to do its work? Is that the same enzyme? And if it's in us, why doesn't it go after cancer?
Because these enzymes are inhibited due to carcinogenic insult.
Oh, okay. So it's the toxins that come along.
The toxins. And does.
Tell us some other toxins aside from bug spray that you feel are causing cancer.
Diesel fumes, abnormal food colorings, drugs, chemotherapy is a big enzyme inhibitor. That's why you shouldn't use chemotherapy in trying to control cancer. The best way to use chemotherapy, if they have to use it, is intratumor injections. It kills the cancer cells within the tumor.
Oh, okay.
And there's less toxicity.
Oh, that's good. I know that's what some of the doctors in the book are talking about, that they actually will use it. There's also, Suzanne Summers talks about chemotherapy sensitivity tests as well. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Chemotherapy sensitivity tests. For what? To control cancer?
Yeah, I mean, just to know if you do have cancer, if there, you know, what type of chemotherapy is going to help, if it's going to help at all. Because she talks about there's certain types of cancers that chemotherapy is useful for.
There is it's useful for lymphomas, and about three cancers are sensitive to chemotherapy. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But there's many types of cancer which are all basically the same. But there's a few they have succeeded controlling with chemotherapy. But that's not good enough. We want to get them all.
Yeah, of course. No, of course it's not good enough. Mm-hmm. So I wish there was a way to, you know, get folks to listen more about what you're talking about in terms of enzymes, because you actually think you can cure or stop cancer from growing?
My first patent, I used only one proenzyme. And I had over 80% inhibition of cancer cells in CD1 albino mice.
Well, let me ask a dumb question. If you've had such great success, why isn't the solution out there in the world and being applied today?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you, David.
You know, you're getting political here a little bit on me, because money drives cancer research. There's a lot of money being made in chemotherapy and in all the cancer research, and that wonderful book that Suzanne Summers wrote shows all of this. They present it very, very well, better than I can. I'm just a small researcher doing God's work, and I can prove with pilot tests in any lab that I can destroy any type of cancer anywhere with this grouping of enzymes, either intravenous injections or intratumorally.
Nicholas, I'm convinced that you have the controls for cancer, or you wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't spend so much time with you as we have for 2 years. We've known each other for 2 years, and so I've learned a lot from this man, and that's why I'm convinced of what you're doing. What we're trying to drive at here between the two of us is we think you do have a solution or the solution. Why are not you getting more exposure? I know about the politics and money and all that stuff. We heard that, but what's the rest of it?
Dave Turney is a very good friend of mine. He's acquainted with two people I was working with diligently the last 4 months, and it all went awry because they're only interested in the money end of it. They're not interested in the control for cancer. And Dave Turney could expand on that without saying any names, perhaps.
No, I really don't care to expand on that.
Okay.
What I want to hear you tell us is, what do you need to move forward? We're trying to help you out here.
Yeah.
All I need is a lab.
A lab. And just a lab. No money, just a lab.
One or two PhDs and a small amount of money, and I can show results immediately.
How much is a small amount of money?
Within $250,000.
Okay. And now, do you need additional patents for some of the research that you've done?
I'm doing patents now on delivery systems and enzyme controls.
Now, when you have those patents in place, will that then allow you to go forward in public with some of your research?
I'm going to license them out to all people in cancer research.
Okay.
Not to just one place, so there won't be a monopoly.
Okay, the reason I ask that question is I know that within research, a lot of research, medical research, all kinds of research, there's a great deal of theft that goes on.
Yes, there is.
Between laboratories, et cetera, et cetera. These things, we know about these things.
Yes.
So I guess I'm asking you is that you're researching getting additional patents right now for some of your work so that it can go forward and go into, say, a public lab and be developed and brought to the public.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, have you contacted any of the universities? There's so many in the, you know, Massachusetts and throughout Boston about finding students, you know, interested in helping you out.
I've been trying to develop tests right here at UMass, matter of fact. But I wasn't able to obtain the money for the test.
Now, what other places have you been to? Dana-Farber Cancer?
I've been to Dana-Farber. I was going there for a few years, the lectures and so forth, and talking to people. But they're all bent on chemotherapy and radiation and surgery.
So you're really going against the current.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and that's the reason why we're trying to get you some exposure and get the secret out of the box, as it were.
Yes. Yeah. There's a great deal more to it all. I need at least 5 hours, and I need about 3 to 5 hour meetings every day for a couple of months for somebody to really understand what's going on with the enzyme control for cancer. It's not that simple.
But we understand
the handling of the enzymes, obtaining them, the handling of them. The delivery systems haven't been made yet. I'm looking to Vertex Pharmaceutical, hopefully, to produce the delivery systems, because they have to be correct. They're protein lipid delivery systems that cancer will pick up as food. Thus, that's when the cancer, when it picks up these delivery systems with the enzymes, the cancer's own enzymes break down the delivery system. Cancer's own enzymes activate the proenzymes to an active state in an autocatalytic enzymatic action of hydrolyzation upon internal peptide bonds with being hydrolyzed, digested, and broken down, and the useful substances be reabsorbed by the body and allowing waste to go out through normal excretion.
So I guess what you're saying is that you need an audience where you can explain your research and ideas to, but obviously you need an audience that's well attuned to biochemistry.
Yeah, because I'm a little confused.
No, I need a biochemist and enzymologist on my team.
Okay. And you need a fairly substantial staff of these people. What, about 10, 20, 30? How many are we talking about?
All I need is 2 or 3 PhDs in enzymology and genetics and so forth.
And if you had this, you feel that, and you got what you needed, you feel that someone who has cancer, no matter, regardless of the stage, could come to you and they can get cured?
Well, come to their, with the permission of their MDs and so forth, yes.
Wow.
I don't treat humans. I only work with animals, mice mainly.
Okay, so this hasn't been done with animals, I mean with humans at this point.
Oh, no, you can't.
So it's all through animals then, through mice?
Yes.
Okay, and so with mice you've seen the cancers go away, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I can control cancer in mice. That's the only animal I can afford right now.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of money.
I understand.
So what you're attempting to do is to get some exposure and get some sponsorship from someone who had the funding and the interest in what you're doing so that you may continue forward.
Yes, or partner up, because I believe I'll be successful, and whoever partners up with me will become very wealthy, I suppose. But I'm not in this for the money myself.
But you need to.
I like to maintain my credibility.
Mm-hmm. But right now, you need to protect your ideas through patenting. How many
Yes.
How many patents are you researching right now or working on?
I'm doing a delivery system patent and patents on the enzymes that the delivery systems will carry.
Okay.
Sounds very interesting and a little bit scientific, so I think, or a lot scientific. So I think that. You know, it's good to get the information out there. And again, I just want to reiterate that it's all about the enzymes. And I really hope that that can help people out. Nicholas, I want to thank you so much for being with us. It was very interesting. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up?
Well, there's an awful lot more, but we'll get together again.
Okay.
Especially after I have my patents pending.
Well, good luck with that, Nicholas. We're really rooting for you.